On my way to the cell block, I heard other inmates shouting. Some new man come. Some man get death sentence and come. Some were saying, you know them? Some were saying, yeah man. Me and them did there. A GP together. Remand together. They carry me to the worst and the most maximum security section of the Spanish Town District Prison, which is Gibraltar. I was taken to Gibraltar 3 and placed in a cell by myself. I was placed behind a board door cell. When the guards pulled the cell and they'll be inside and lock the cell, it was like I want to run. I didn't know myself. I was down there pacing around like an animal and wondering how could I come out of this position that I find myself in. I didn't know where to look. It was as if even God himself had forgotten about me. I was confused. I was desperate. I was like floating in a abyss. I then heard an inmate shout, Fines, alright, Fines, alright. But at first I heard the voice calling to me. But it seems far. And I take time to get back to myself, and I answer. I say, yo. He say, alright. He say, yeah, me, alright. He said to me, say, come up on the cell front, man. Come up on the cell front. He say, you can't climb. He say, yeah, man. Put your foot across here, man. And climb up on the front. Venti. I obey the voice. Hold on, jump up and hold on and climb up on the cell front. When I climb up on the cell front, I see other inmates climb up on their front venti, looking out. Everyone saying, well, go on, Bridging, you're alright, you can't move, so you know. Them place, that place where you have to live up yourself, you know. You're sitting on a piece of sheet coming here to make a ammo that you can tie up on the front venti. And sit down and make a go and talk. Virgin, if you stay down in the cell bottom, you are mad. He said, Virgin, I don't feel to talk to nobody. I just feel weak. The man then said, Virgin, you can't make your feelings overpower you. Come on the cell front. Right away, they produce a line which they made out of rice bark, with a sinker made by a stone tied, and they seal it across to me, and I caught it. They tied a piece of sheet and the string and told me to dry it over and sit down in the hammock. Then I still feel dizzy. I feel weak. It's like I don't want to talk. They said to me, say, if I want ganja, if I want a cigarette, I tell them, no. It's like I still can't feel my real self. It's like a sense of confusion and all kind of different feelings just keep taking over my mind, letting me cannot settle. They then said to me, if I have anything to sleep on and if I would need anything, I tell them that I don't have anything. They said, they are going to send out 2 pieces of cardboard of leaving from the venti to go back down into the cell. Because from where I sit, on the sheet tied on the venti, when I look down, it was like I am looking down in a hole. It was like I am looking in a different world. It was like hell and earth to me. Then after talking to them for a few hours, I felt weak and told them that I am going to lie down. I came off the venting, went down back into the cell, stand up in the cell. I was looking on the four walls, the three walls, including the door. And it was like I was saying to myself, what I am doing here, son? How I going to come out? What I can do to come out? If at that time there was any chance for me to run, believe me, I would run, and don't stop running. While thinking about running, I spread out the cardboard and the cleaner on the floor, lie down on my back, and stared into the ceiling, wondering, remembering, considering, meditating, dreaming, visioning, and hoping that this would be a dream that I would eventually wake up out of. But after lying down there for so long and looking, the reality keep coming to me that this is not a dream. This is the reality, the real thing, and that I have to try in some ways or form to take a hold of myself. So I lie down, think, look, worry, and say to myself, say, only God alone can help me. At that same time, I came up off my back, kneel on my two knees, and started to pray to God to help me. In my praying, I don't remember the words that I keep saying, but what I do remember is that I was praying and asking God to have mercy on me, to help me out of this position, to give me the strength to endure, to give me the willpower to fight, and the hope that one day I would walk out of this position.